This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept. Hey, Mama.
Hey.
How's it going?
So we barely have enough money, period,
okay,
to buy the tax software.
Okay.
We definitely don't have enough money to pay all of our bills that are coming up.
Okay.
You won't be getting a paycheck tomorrow. So where did you want to borrow?
Getting a paycheck tomorrow?
No, I don't think you're getting a paycheck tomorrow. Were you expecting a paycheck tomorrow?
I thought they paid at the end of every week, but I guess I could be wrong. Maybe it was the week before.
I mean, you get a, it's every Friday, but you know there's a lag.
Yeah.
It's for like okay. 2 weeks ago. So was there somewhere in particular you wanted to borrow money from to make ends meet?
No.
All right, so you want me to figure that out?
I guess.
Okay, I'll figure it out. But that kind of, the only reason I even ask is because you've been doing so much, what I call blame shifting this past week. And that is obviously heightened by this whole plan that you have to do whatever I say, but then blame me for it. I was listening to our phone calls, and it's just uncanny how much you can say that the taxes aren't done because I had your hard drives and, you know, just ridiculous things like that.
I don't find them ridiculous. That's why I say we shouldn't argue about this stuff because we're not going to agree about it.
I'm not arguing. I'm explaining to you.
Yes, you are. You're saying that I'm incorrect when I'm not incorrect.
It's not an argument, Dustin. I'm explaining something to you. I'm not saying
you're
that you're incorrect.
You're explaining to me the quote-unquote truth, and it's not.
Dustin, you are arguing. You're arguing with me, and I'm telling you information. It's not an argument.
The information that you're telling me is supposedly true, and I'm just supposed to agree with you.
No, I'm telling you something so that you can listen to it, not so that we can argue about it. I'm telling you information. The information is that in light of all of the blame game that's going on and that not really be the blame game, the blaming me for things, that's, I was just giving you examples. I wasn't giving you a comprehensive list of all the ways that you've blamed me in the past week. I was just giving you examples. So the example of me being the reason that your taxes are not done instead of the many more months that you were not doing your taxes, like that's blame shifting. But that's just, again, just one example. And blame shifting is not something that is really supposed to be part of any marriage. And it's certainly not part of our game plan for fixing things. And in addition, you were supposed to be staying within a, like, spending budget. And I feel like you've completely ignored that and not done it and not taken it seriously. And that's not something I really want to be confronting you about, individual charges. And I certainly don't think that there's a way that I can, you know, manage accounts so that you're not able to go over your allowance, because I have to, obviously, you have to have money for gas. But if you're going to spend gas money on Tasties, then you don't, you know, there's no actual cap whatsoever. I don't know. You spent money at Tasties in the last week. There's a charge for Tasties on your Fidelity card.
Uh, I didn't go to Tasty's. When was it?
Well, it says February 24th, and it says $7.61, and it says the Fernandina location.
I don't know when the last time I was at Tasty's, but I was at work on Monday, not Tasty's.
Okay, so maybe it was Sunday or maybe it was Tuesday. I don't know. Maybe it was Saturday.
I was on Sunday or Tuesday or Saturday. I was with you on the weekend.
All right, so how are we going to dispute this bogus charge?
I don't know, Aaron.
I don't either.
What is the point of this conversation? You're threatening to divorce me over a burger?
No, there's bogus charges on our credit, on your debit card. I think we need to contact Tasty's and get them to refund it.
Okay.
Did you just say that I was trying to divorce you over it? Like, do you understand
You're saying
how
that I'm not following your plan of me not eating?
Do you understand how pathological it was for you to just say that? Like, that is absolutely crazy. That is absolutely crazy. That is blame shifting to take you deciding not to do anything that you, the very first thing that you said you would do to restore our marriage.
Well, that's false. So.
And then diverting attention away from actually talking about the charge at Tasty's to try to accuse me of divorcing you over going to Tasty's. That is wild. Well, I was talking about the bogus charge at Tasty's and getting it reversed. How do you propose we go about doing that?
Don't know.
I don't either. Do you think I need to contact Fidelity?
I don't know, honey. I don't know if it's from a different time. I don't know what it is.
It's not from a different time. It charged on February 24th. That is within the span of time that you said you have definitely not gone to Tasty's. So... they're closed right now. And I guess that's the account that you never added me to. So you think Fidelity won't talk to me about it?
I don't know.
And you never followed through with making sure your Rush subscription got canceled?
That's false also.
And... did they cancel it?
Yes.
And you spent $8.99 at Circle K?
Okay.
Which wasn't for your gas?
Yes, it was.
You only bought $8.99 in gas?
No.
So why'd you get charged $8.99?
For gas. I got... gas for my car.
I know. I'm saying, why did you only buy $8.99 worth of gas?
I didn't. I filled up
my
tank.
Why is there a charge for $8.99?
Because I have a big tank.
What do you mean?
I had to buy gas twice, Aaron.
Okay. I was just asking.
No, you're not. You're accusing me of buying stuff that I'm not buying. Yes,
I don't
are.
Like the way you're...
I don't like the way you're speaking to me either. It's...
I was calling to explain to you why I'm going to be talking anymore. I don't like you're... We're not talking anymore. I'm not going to be talking to you anymore. We're not in relationship with one another. None of the things that you said about wanting to gain my trust or about wanting to love me have been borne out.
Everything that you're accusing me of, I'm not doing.
None of them have been borne out by your actions. I'm not doing terrible things to you. I'm not making terrible accusations against you. I'm not saying false things about you. I'm not trying to blame you for everything. Like, you're being really, 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 really mean to me. And it shouldn't be this hard, and I shouldn't be treated this poorly. I can't live this way. It's not okay to treat somebody this way. If you would like to go with me to Matt Borer on Tuesday, you can go with me to Matt Borer on Tuesday. But because of how you're treating me, because of even how you're talking to me about spending money, I don't think that we have a relationship. And if you need somebody to explain that to you, then you can take this recording of this phone call and you can go to a person and you can say, can you listen to this recording with me? And you can sit with that person. And as the recording, plays out, you can press the pause button every 60 seconds and say, what did I do during that minute on that phone call that showed my love and devotion to my bride? And you can listen to that person's answer. But I'm not going to be a person who can walk through that with you, because I shouldn't be subjecting myself to the amount of mistreatment that I've been subjecting myself to since you checked into Honey Lake. What time would you like me to bring Lucy on Saturday morning? I'll message you in our family wizard.
Aaron, but...
Like I told you last time, I had to stop communicating with you. When you can't get in touch with me, when I don't answer the phone, when I'm not talking to you, that doesn't mean that I don't love you, and it doesn't mean that I'm any less committed to you than I've ever been. I'm always 100% doing whatever I can.
I've done 100% of everything that I've told you that you've asked me to do, and you're still treating me like I'm not doing it. It's I don't know how to give you more than everything that I have.
That's not true.
How can I give you more than everything that I have?
You haven't given me more than you have. You haven't, Dustin. You haven't.
You want everything that I have and to not communicate with me.
You're still spending money on food like crazy. You're still vaping like crazy. You're still not finishing taxes like crazy.
Sit here and do taxes right now. I asked you
You're still being really, really mean to me on the phone. And I mean almost every time.
I'm not trying to be mean to you.
I'm not asking what you're trying to do. I have hours worth of recordings that I've gone back and listened to from the last 7 days. And as I listen to the recordings, everything out of your mouth is blaming and shaming and guilting me. Right up to this conversation right here. It's uncanny. It's uncanny, and it's out of touch with reality.
I've gone back and listened to the calls, and I don't hear that.
Your words right now are telling me that you've done everything I've asked. But what have you done that I've asked?
Actions.
What have you done?
You accessed all of our money, and I can't access any of it, and you telling me that I'm spending money I'm not spending.
Do you hear yourself?
Yes. Do you hear yourself?
You know that you can...
What can
I do
for you?
You know that you could access the money if you wanted to. And you know that
you asked me to give it to you, and I did. How am I going to access it? I deleted myself from the account. I thought that's what you wanted.
I think that you're diverting a lot of attention away from your purchase at Tasty's right now. And I think this is a spectacular performance on your part. And I think that you are not you're not used to your tactics not working. And I think it's going to take some adjustment. We both recognize that you're not actually contesting the charges. That you're doing all of these crazy rhetoric, acrobatics to divert attention away from that.
I'm not trying to divert attention away from anything. You're the one that told me that...
Okay, so what's the
anymore,
actual plan for getting the charges?
All of my income and
what's the actual plan for getting the charges reversed, Dustin? What's the actual
plan
for going
reversed?
Exactly, like you went and you ate a burger. I don't understand why
that
wasn't
a burger on Monday. I ate a burger at some point at Tasty's.
Yes. So who cares? Who cares whether the day you ate it matches the date that's on the charges? Well, I don't understand. I never said that you ate it on Monday. I mean, you're just being ridiculous.
Well, I don't know.
You're being ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to treat me like dirt, like I'm making stuff up about you.
I'm not treating you like dirt.
Yes, you are. I made a list of the things that you said in this phone call, which I can because we have a recording. Like, you'd see all the mean things that you've done to try to make me look bad or make me feel guilty or blame me or think that you're somehow being this victim.
Trying to make you feel bad, Erin.
Yeah, you're acting like you're a victim of me making false allegations against you. Like, that's absurd. It's absurd. I don't deserve that. It's absurd.
All right.
It's not all right, Dustin.
I don't think I ate at Tasty's since my budget was set up of $100 for food a month, which I did blow through buying food at the grocery store.
25 a week.
Why are you saying 25 a week?
Because that's more. It's more.
Okay.
I want you to have what you need. It's more.
At any rate, I already went over the $100 buying food at the grocery store because it costs more than $100. So I haven't been to a restaurant to buy food.
That's not true.
Okay, unless I somehow lost my mind and bought a burger at Tasty's, I don't remember. I don't.
You just said that you haven't been to a restaurant, Dustin. Just think of how many restaurants you... Dustin, listen to yourself.
Okay.
It's not okay. I mean, there's no way you take yourself seriously.
But I don't get this.
You've been to so many restaurants. It's silly. We're being silly at this point. This is not a relationship. I don't know what this is. It is bizarre. It is weird. But it's not a relationship.
You're talking about the Outback?
You're trying to figure out which ones I don't know about and which ones I do know about so that you don't accidentally admit to the wrong one? This is ridiculous.
No.
This is ridiculous, Dustin. Like, ridiculous. Just think about it for a minute. Let me figure out which one she knows about so I don't accidentally admit to one that she doesn't know about. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
I don't...
There's nothing genuine about you. Nothing. Nothing. But no part of you is genuine.
That's a horrible thing to say about me.
Are you talking about Outback? I mean... Dustin?
What?
Have you been to any restaurants this week?
Yes.
so when you go back and you listen to our phone calls, you feel proud of yourself?
What?
When you go back and listen to the recordings, you're listening to it going, yeah, I am loving her like no man has ever loved a woman before. Killing it.
Going back and trying to learn how to...
I know, but I'm saying, do you approve
of
yourself? Do you approve of yourself? Do you listen to it and go, wow, that was really loving. Oh, and that was really rational. Just listen to me. Yeah. Like, is that how you're feeling about yourself while you're listening?
The point of listening is to understand what you need so I can be better.
No, listening to you, not listening to me. When you listen, are you feeling good about what you're hearing yourself say?
I feel really scared to talk to you about this. I feel like
that's what I'm saying. I don't think that
enough for you.
I don't think that you and I should be talking right now. I don't feel like you and I have a relationship outside of you trying to make me look like I'm a controlling woman. And I don't think that you have any real interest in me other than needing somebody to blame everything on.
And I'm only having you control things because that's what you asked me for.
Nope,
and
that's never what I wanted.
You asked
and you
for
know it.
Because
nope. See, this is blame
I want you to
shifting.
Be happy.
This is blame shifting. You know that I never wanted anything except to be submissive to you. You know I never wanted anything except for you to be the leader in our home. So that's blame shifting. You're it's not my fault that you've been abusing us. It's not my fault. So you can't frame me as being someone who wants to make the decisions for our household. That's not fair. You can frame me as somebody who is such a victim that she's having to do this in order for her family to not be ruined by you. But you can't say, we're doing this because you asked me to. I'm doing this because you asked me to, Aaron. I'm doing this for you because it's what you really want. Like, that's not okay. That's not okay because I don't want it. It's awful and I hate it. So stop acting like it's some good thing for me to have to tell you to do things that you should be doing anyways.
I just want you to be happier, and
then why can't you be honest about Tasties?
I didn't go to Tasties on Monday, Aaron.
I didn't say you went on Monday, Dustin, so stop changing the subject. We're not talking about what day was it.
Okay, I went to Tasties, and I don't remember it being after you gave me a budget of $25 a week. Be wrong, I guess.
No. You know.
No, I don't.
No.
I'm telling you, I think it was before that.
And I'm telling you that there wasn't really much opportunity before that.
Why not?
Because you got out of Honey Lake on the 14th, and we set the budget on the 17th. Right?
Don't know.
And you had to have it in the back of your mind while you were going in there, standing at the register, making a purchase.
As what in the back of my mind?
The fact that it wasn't part of your budget. That's why this is absurd. That you're pretending that you would do that without knowing.
On my food budget.
What?
Certain that I did that. I'm sorry.
Justin. Do you realize how ridiculous this is? Like, to take a decision that you made, and instead of just owning it, capitalizing on me bringing it up as an opportunity to make me look like I'm a bad person for making accusations or starting arguments.
I'm trying to make you look like a bad person.
Well, that's changing the subject. Do you realize how ridiculous it is?
Literally, just not that.
No. No, you're saying that you don't know if it was after you had a budget. Like, do you understand that that's gaslighting to make me pretend that is reasonable? Like, it's on its face obvious that you knew, and any rational person looking at the situation would be able to see that you would know, and you would necessarily know. But you're wanting me to participate in a fantasy world where I pretend it's plausible that you didn't know what you were doing.
I don't care
That's psychologically abusive toward me to ask me to question my own judgment. Like, to question, he's right. It's more reasonable to think that he wasn't remembering his budget when he did that. Like, that's not a reasonable thing to think, and you're wanting me to question myself for what I know. This is not okay.
You question yourself.
I know, but you're wanting me to think that it makes sense that you didn't know what you were doing. We're being ridiculous. Like, you think it's ridiculous when David does it, right? You sound just as...
When he does what?
Silly. When he argues and tries to blame other people. Like, you sound...
I'm not blaming you for anything, Aaron.
You sound just as silly. If you can go back and listen to this phone call and make a list of anything that you said that might sound like it's blaming me. I can sit down and I can make a list of everything you said in this phone call that sounds like it's blaming me. And I'm telling you...
What did I blame you for?
I can listen to the recording and I can make you a list. But you're changing the subject right now. You're artfully diverting to topics other than the fact that you went to Tasty's. This is ridiculous. Like, it's not that I can't figure out a way to go. It's not like I can't figure out a way to go and make $8 to make up for the budget shortfall. And it's not like I'm not willing to find a way to go out and earn $8 to make up for the budget shortfall. It's this conversation. That does not work. You can't treat people this way. It's not okay. I didn't call you to argue with you. I didn't call you to insult you. I didn't call you to accuse you of anything. I called to give you a rationale that I thought would be helpful to you so you would understand why I'm not going to talk to you on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Monday. I gave you an opportunity to tell me what time you would like me to drop Lucy off to work on her school project, and you chose not to respond to me as a tactic to keep me on the phone with you. I told you that I would message you through our family wizard to set up a time for you to see your daughter, Lucy, and help her with the school project. And if that's something that's important to you, then you'll figure out a way to log into that app, and you'll figure out a way to either send me a message or use the calendar feature so that I'll know what time to drop her off. If you don't use that app, then I'll assume that time with her is not really that important to you. Are you able to take time off of work to go see Matt Borer with me on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I made an appointment for 1:30. So if it's important to you to see me for marriage counseling, I'm assuming that you'll figure out a way to be at his Riverside office at 1:30. Please know that... What?
And why are we going to see Matt if you're...
I'm doing everything I know to do.
With me.
No, you're choosing Matt, Dustin. Between now and Tuesday, maybe... Wow. What you just did was not choosing a relationship with me, okay?
I'm not choosing you to not have a relationship with you.
That's... Okay, you're still doing it. You're still doing it. You're wanting to blame me for all of this? You are. You're blaming me. You're blaming me for something that you just did it again. You're still doing it.
I'm not blaming you for anything.
Exactly. You're not taking responsibility for what...
Blaming you.
Right. But you're just adding another layer of blaming me when you say that. You're blaming me for saying that you're blaming me.
I'm adding another layer of
blaming
you, and
I'm
saying I'm not blaming you.
Yeah, you're blaming me for calling you a blamer when you're not a blamer. I mean, we're way, 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 way beyond ridiculous land here. Just stop. I'm doing everything that I can do to pursue a relationship with you. I'm doing absolutely everything.
Cutting me out of
everything.
Your life?
You need to stop. This is, unbelievable. The level of blame shifting that is happening right now in real time is astronomical. You try to control me through blame, shame, and guilt, and it's like you don't know any other way to operate in this world. That's not a relationship that you're pursuing. That's power and control that you're pursuing.
Karen, I've literally given you everything that I have.
You just did it again. That's called blame, shame, and guilt. Blame, shame, and guilt.
Possibly give
blame,
you
blame, shame, and guilt. Blame,
that.
Shame, and guilt. Blame,
if
shame,
I
and guilt.
Had
like,
more, I would give it to you.
It's not true, Dustin. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. That's not reality. I'm doing everything that I can on my end for us to have a relationship. You're not taking responsibility for spending money at Tasty's. You're not taking responsibility for the way that you've blame-shifted on all of our phone calls. No.
Penny,
no.
I've ever spent at Tasty's my entire life. That's
no.
Not a problem to take responsibility for money spent at Tasty's.
You want to pretend that it didn't happen after CA told you you should be spending $25 a week. That's...
I don't think it did. And that was you that said $25 a week.
No, it was
and
CA.
It was really $100 a month. And
no,
then,
it was CA, and it was CA for $25 a week.
At Publix. I haven't spent any money since then.
You're being terrible to me. That's not true, Dustin. CA said 25 a week. You entered 100 because you had a monthly spreadsheet. I never said a number, and nobody said 100.
That's not true.
It is. It's true. I'm very disappointed in how you've treated me tonight. I was really hoping that you would be able to find joy in the opportunity to show me between now and Tuesday that you're actually doing the things that I've asked you to do.
I've already done that. What are you asking me to do?
Well, what? between now and Tuesday, if you don't spend money that you're not supposed to be spending, then we'll have more items that it'll be reasonable to present you. Like, I'll be able to tell you what else I need. It seems to me like talking to me on the phone is really stressful for some reason. Seems to me at this point that I don't even see why you want to be with me, because you seem to hate everything about me. And you seem to not enjoy being around me or talking to me. Seems to me like you're just trying to figure out how to keep me under control for life so that I don't ever make off with your half of your real estate portfolio.
If you leave me, I'm giving you everything. Because
That is a convenient argument to... I know, but that's a convenient argument to detract from the fact that you're not actually being good to me in our relationship.
I don't know how to do anything else for you, Erin.
You could quit vaping, Dustin. Like, cut the crap. Stop pretending that there's not stuff that I've asked you to do that you should actually do. I know, I'm just saying, stop pretending.
I'm not pretending anything.
Yes, you are. You're wanting me to pretend that you've been responsible in regards to filing taxes. You're wanting me to pretend that you're not doing something really bad to your wife and children by choosing nicotine. You want me to pretend that the only reason that you're staying in the budget is because you said $100 a month. Like,
I told you I went over budget.
I know, but you're trying to convince me that I'm the one who's making up these requirements that you're trying so hard to comply with. And in reality, right? In the real world, in the real world, CA said $25 because of the irresponsible financial decisions that you've been making for years. Because of all the tools that are in your shed and in your truck and in your trailer, CA is capable of doing math. It's not because I have some made-up requirement. It's not because I am sadistically trying to make you jump through hoops to get back to me. These are things that you would have to be doing if I had died in a car accident 2 years ago. This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with the fact that you are a father and you have serious behavioral problems that are stopping you from caring for your own children. I shouldn't have to be the messenger. You should be able to listen to other men tell you these things. But you like it a lot better to say other men are stupid and ruined everything and unethical and immoral and illegal and you don't have to listen to them. Oh, but I'll do it when my wife says it because I'm so heroic. I love her so good. Oh, yeah, I'll do anything for her. She's making me do this. I'll do whatever she says. Like, I shouldn't have to say that, Dustin. You should be able to do the math yourself and see. We don't have any money. You should be able to do the math for yourself and see. You can't afford nicotine in any form. You should be able to do the math for yourself and see. You're years behind on your accounting. Like, it's math. It's math. Two things that would really go a long way in restoring trust with me right now would be if you would admit what you did at Tasty's and if you would use the Our Family Wizard app to set up a time to see Lucy on Saturday. Please know I'm not talking to you for a few days because I do want you to get caught up in taxes. And I don't enjoy these toxic conversations that we've been having. And I do want you to have an opportunity to prove to me that you're being genuine. And I think come Tuesday, that'll be pretty clear whether you've done that or not, okay? I love you. Bye.